At the age of 70, Judith Stein is considered a burlesque legend. She first began her career in the 1970s, taking a job as a topless go-go dancer to help pay for college. Well, it wasn't long after that that she caught the burlesque bug. Stein spent the next 17 years traveling, performing internationally, and honing her unique act. Stein retired from dancing in the 1980s, but you know, that didn't stick. So in 2011, she began performing again. This weekend, she will be in Boise performing at the Visual Arts Collective for Punching Up, an event that celebrates stories of dissent. Joining me today, live in studio, is the Lady Divine herself, Judith Stein, and Anne McDonald, also known as Frankly Frankie, who brought Judith to town for the event. Thank you so much for coming in and joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Okay, so Judith, at the age of 63, you came out of a basically what, 40-year retirement and started performing again?
I quit dancing in 1990 and retired to a small town in BC to pursue my love of skiing and country life and being an old hippie, and said, well, that was interesting for the last 17 years, and didn't know there was a revival of burlesque happening, and somehow it just happened. And so there's a big festival in Las Vegas, and I heard about it, so I went, and I walked in, and there are all these women that I used to dance with, and they're all in their 70s, and they're going, Stein, where'd you go? And I went,
I went skiing.
I went skiing, and they were like, oh, my God, yeah. And so after that, I started getting invited to a couple of festivals, and actually a show in my town that I'm living in. When I retired there, I basically outed myself. I said, yeah, I was a stripper. And there were a few raised eyebrows, but they got over it. And because I started making flannelette nightgowns, hello. So anyway, here I am doing my first time back on stage in, 20 years. And here are all these people sitting in the audience who've known me, who know me at the ski hill, mm-hmm. who see me, you know, digging in my garden, looking like 50 miles of bad road. And it was like, oh, my God. But I made it through that. And then I started doing some festivals. And it's taken off ever since. And it's like the last thing I thought I would be doing at this age, you know. And
but good for you.
Well, the boobs fell down and the arms are a little floppy and so are the thighs, you know. But again, it's about entertainment. And I never felt like I was a sexy dancer. I like to entertain. Mm. And burlesque was a good way to get into it.
And for people who don't necessarily know what burlesque means, kind of give us an understanding of what that is.
Sure. Originally, burlesque, I mean, we could start way back, but burlesque is to make a spoof of or poke fun at. That is kind of like your dictionary mm-hmm. definition of burlesque. If you want to, what you think of, typically when people hear burlesque, what they think of is kind of Chicago musical, right? Fan dances, sparkles, really sexy ladies in lingerie and pasties, and adult-ish entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
There's been the neo-burlesque scene, the revival of burlesque since it kind of died out late 70s.
But it's really
kind of
revived.
Went to the
it's
strip
really
club, like mm. more focused on strip club era or strip clubs, and then it has revived. Yes, indeed. The neo-burlesque is finding performers of all backgrounds. It's turned political in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. which is great. Backgrounds such as dance, theater. I have no experience, but I want to be a performer and I have something mm-hmm. to say and get up on stage and do so. So it is kind of an all-encompassing, mm-hmm. Can be an all-encompassing art form.
And then tell me about the event tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Because this is at the Visual Arts Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's stories of dissent.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had been performing every month for a long time. We did Frankly Burlesque, my husband and I, at Pengilly Saloon, and it was a lot of fun. And I was like, oh, I can't sustain this anymore. Monthly shows for 4 years, it was a lot. And it was wonderful. And I was like, I really want to focus on big projects that are meaningful to me, right? And there's a lot of tumultuous things happening in our world. This is obvious by what you guys were just speaking about. And I think it's very important for people's stories to be heard. We can be easily misunderstood on social media. If we don't have that one-on-one connection with people, social media can be very detrimental. What we, you know, tidbits that we hear on the news, connecting with human beings and getting their side of the story, their interpretation, what's happening in their world is incredibly important to be able to unify us as people and understand people, right? So I took this art form that I love, which is a little risque, right? And like, hey, it's a body. You have a body? I'm going to show you. This is a body. We're going to play with this, right? It's already a little, it's, I mean, my body is political just as it is because that's
it's a body.
It's a body. That's the culture that we're in, right? But so I put out applications and I was like, I want to know what's affecting you. Right? What is your story right now? What is something that you are feel like you're facing, you want to overcome, some adversity that you're facing?
So what you'll do is you have different performances that'll be surrounding this issue.
Right.
And it's tonight and tomorrow evening. But Judith, you are the shining.
She's the headlining legend.
Because you really are the grand dam of burlesque. I mean,
I'm the grand beaver of Canadian burlesque.
See, and it's a thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a thing. And one of the things is like burlesque. A lot of people will say, oh, I'm a burlesque dancer. And there's a bit of a difference. If you're on stage taking your clothes off, hopefully getting paid, you are a stripper. There was no such thing as a burlesque dancer. The burlesque dancer was actually the chorus line in a burlesque show. So that's a whole different thing that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm a burlesque dancer. And it was like, no, honey.
Let me show you what real burlesque
is. Yeah. And I never would say that I was a burlesque person. I was a stripper. I'm proud of it. I worked in Boise, Idaho. In the 1970s in some little bar, right? And it was like, yeah.
And it paid the bills.
It paid the bills, put me through school, you know. It was topless, bottomless. It was like no shame. I got to travel. I'm a farm girl. I wanted to go travel. I wanted to go see the bright lights. So I, you know, I traveled the world. I played every little funky town across the United States and Canada. And I really liked the little funky bars that it was men and women. Speaking of which, I really want to send out an invitation to the women of a certain age because we did it. We were the ones that burnt the bras and we were the ones that got the pill. And these are our daughters. So let's come celebrate them. And who knows, maybe we can talk you into taking your clothes off.
This is amazing. I love this. All right. I have 2 minutes left, and I need to know when and where, because this is tonight and tomorrow, this special event. And just so folks know, again, it is pumped up. It will be at the Visual Arts Collective in Boise.
Yep. Garden City, technically.
Technically
it is in Garden City. So Punching Up, Stories of Dissent, Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow night. Doors are at 8. Show is at 9. Judith Stein from Canada. We have Discharge, who is our host from Bristol, UK. He's a phenomenal performer. We have Lillian Bustle, Sergeant Device. These are all big name in the burlesque world, people coming in to share their stories. And it's love and joy and emotions and fear and sadness and anger
and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have to wrap this up. It is so great talking to the two of you. Best wishes tonight and tomorrow.
It's Papa Pasty.
And it's Friday, so see, we can talk like this. My guest today, Judith Stein and Anne McDonald. Again, it is at the Visual Arts Collective in Garden City tonight and tomorrow evening. Give me the time one more time, Anne.
8 o'clock doors, 9 o'clock show.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely.